presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business.
October 5th, 1109 America, New York, women could fill truck driver jobs. Companies won't let them. Three women filed a discrimination complaint against a trucking company over its same-sex training policy, which they say prevented them from being hired. Copyright. Montanique Monroe for the New York Times. Ashley Streeter said that Stevens Transport did not hire her because it had no women to train her.
BBC News Business. October 5th, 1106 America, New York, HS2 will not go to Euston without private funds. The government has scaled back plans for Euston Station and is hoping for private investment.
FX Street.
October 5th, 1044 America, New York, rates to start to come down by year-end and throughout 2024. ABN AMRO. In recent weeks, the bond market has seen another hawkish lurch. Economists at ABN AMRO look at the drivers of the move so far and make an assessment. New York Times Business.
October 5th, 1032 America, New York, art auction in Hong Kong draws lower bids than expected. A portrait by Amadeo Modigliani sold for less than expected and several artworks went unsold as China's best-known art investor liquidated part of his collection. Copyright, Jonah M.
FX Street.
October 5th, 1030 America, New York, United States EIA natural gas storage change below forecasts, 92B, in September 29th, actual, 86B. United States EIA natural gas storage change below forecasts, 92B, in September 29th, actual, 86B.
Global economy.
October 5th, 1029 America, New York, UK retailers urge ministers to align with EU on new, deforestation-free rules. Leading supermarkets call on government to speed up legislation or put exports at risk.
FX Street.
October 5th, 1027 America, New York, USD, JPY demonstrates volatility squeeze near 149.00 after a flash crash. The USD, JPY pair trades back and forth in a narrow range around 149.00 in the early New York session. The volatility of the pair contracts after Tuesday.
FX Street.
October 5th, 1026 America, New York. Dollar looks set to hold its gains into the end of the year, ing. The U.S. dollar has rallied about 2% since the last FOMC meeting in September. Economists at ING are deferring their call for a dollar sell-off this year.
FX Street.
October 5th, 1018 America, New York, NFP. A strong report could spark a continuation of the recent bear steepening in rates, TDS. Economists at TD Securities discuss the non-farm payrolls report and its implications for the rates market. NFP to remain firm in September, we look for.
FX Street.
October 5th, 1004 America, New York, EUR, CAD. Downside move appears to be over, Scotiabank. EUR, CAD rebounds. Economists at Scotiabank analyze the pair's outlook. A major low reversal might be developing. Weekly price action suggests a major L.
FX Street.
October 5th, 10 o'clock America, New York. Canada IV Purchasing Managers Index S. A came in at 53.1, above expectations, 50.8, in September. Canada IV Purchasing Managers Index S. A came in at 53.1, above expectations, 50.8, in September.
FX Street.
October 5th, 10 o'clock America, New York. Canada IV Purchasing Managers Index down to 54.2 in September from previous 56.8. Canada IV Purchasing Managers Index down to 54.2 in September from previous 56.8.
FX Street.
October 5th, 9:45 America, New York, AUD, USD price analysis, falls back from 0.6380 ahead of U.S. employment data. The AUD-USD pair faces selling pressure near 0.6380 while attempting to extend recovery in the early New York session. The Aussie asset struggles to E.
FX Street.
October 5th, 9:45 America, New York, 10-Y USD yield forecast at 3.70% in 12M, with the risks tilted to the upside, Danske Bank. A massive sell-off in bond markets has over the past weeks pushed long U.S. government bond yields to new highs. Economists at Danske Bank analyze the one.
FX Street.
October 5th, 9:37 America, New York, Your USD price analysis. Outlook remains bearish below the 200-day SMA. Your USD keeps the bid bias unchanged and adds to Wednesday's advance north of 1.0500, the figure on Thursday. The continuation of the rebound should in